This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
This is episode 107 of Painting on Glass. Fiction and reality. Notes on essential steps while writing. And I, well, I'm your host, and this is Marcus Sozel.
Leave another sign for me to find behind, so I might be able to find you. Show it with a trace of a smile and a love. This smile be something to show me.
Welcome back to this music podcast. I appreciate you being here a lot. And that's why we start right into today's topic. Let's go. I started writing quite early, I guess. It must have been around the age of 10 when we were in some holiday resort in the Mediterranean and I bought empty envelopes to write my lyrics and our little stories on it. Why I bought envelopes? Well, I did not think that I would have that much to say. I thought the space of these envelopes might be appropriate. It might sound a little silly after more than 30 years of making music and almost 20 hours of this podcast, but yes, I thought so way back when. And I started the journey of my life while considering fiction and reality and what I put down on my paper. I really did. I have always been attracted by special places and felt the need to tell the story of this place the way I had it in my mind, not the way it used to be in reality. I started story writing out of this ambition and in this frame of mind, and it still is the beginning of many a song and almost every book that I write. If someone is about to write his personal story, his biography, then he or she won't need too much fantasy while clinging to all the things that really happened, of course. But when you are into fiction, you spend a good deal of time checking out how much of real facts should be in there to keep it in an authentic way. A way your listener or reader may be able to follow on the path you laid out.
There's a story they've told since days gone by, of a land simply hidden before your eyes. There's no way to get there but to sing and trust in all that you've been dreaming of. Can you see me there? Can you see me?
And I learned very quick that if I mingled these two, fact and fiction, in a moderate manner, then I got out something that people liked to listen to or liked to read, of course. They wrote messages like, "Oh, I never knew you lived through all that yourself," because they thought it was 100% fact. You see, in storytelling, fact and fiction are brothers and sisters. You gotta let both tell their words and know when to stop one talking to the other.
You'll never get there with belief. Only what your eyes might see. You may roam these places when you trust in heavenly love and the skies above. Can you see it there? Can you see it there?
You see that you find your own personal mixture of being real and using your fantasy while writing. It also depends on the genre, of course. In case you're about to write a mystery story, a science fiction story, or anything in the field of fantasy, you are with a lot of fiction on your way, of course you do. In a format like this podcast, it's 100% fact, and I only use pictures to explain, while all I have gone through to reveal my point of view on the topic has been real. And maybe that's the most exciting thing in art writing, that you are able to let your imagination run free. There are not too many places you can do so. We all have dreams, and we all are wonderful the way we are in our dreams. Let them come out of you and spread them among people who would also like to have a glimpse of them. That is so much done only by the arts in many a way. And it's always reality and fiction, you know? One in each of your hands. You gotta mix it carefully. In the end, it'll take you high. If you're lucky, your audience may feel the same way.
There's a story they've told since days gone by. A land simply hidden before your eyes. There's no way to get there but to sing and trust. All that you've been dreaming of. Can you see me there? Can you see me there?
Okay, and that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. The name of the song is The Story, and it's taken from the current album Camino. Look out for it wherever you love to listen to your favorite music. And let me remind you to subscribe in case you've enjoyed being with me today. And if you did, just spread a word about this podcast and please leave a rating or review, because it'll help others to find this show, and I would really appreciate that a lot. And of course, you find me on Instagram and Facebook, as well as on X and LinkedIn. Just watch out for Marcus Sozel Official. Thank you from all of my heart.
Let the sun shine on through. It's all you need to do. When painting on glass, lay down what you hope to find. All the things you left behind, that's painting on glass.
We'll meet here in a few episodes to come, if you want to.
Painting on glass, painting on glass.
Oh, that's great, that's wonderful.